Vach. And we're holding here in the middle of Perkov Dalad. I think we're holding by Umasha Omar. I don't have my safe with me, but I think we're holding Umasha Omar. Yeah? Okay. So he's in the middle of the Chazal, the famous Chazal that Meshur Abeinu went up to Shemayim. The Malachim contested he's getting the Torah. And Meshur Abeinu, Akash Baruch told him to answer the Malachim. He explained that, first of all, that the conversation never took place as a conversation. The pshat is, it's something that is, it's a question that begs itself, and it's an answer that needs to be there. And the question and answers are built into that tzimtzius. He spoke about Moshe holding on to the Kisei Kavod. Holding on to the Kisei Kavod means this is where you have a mitzius and an answer. We explained the union of Kavod as a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, and that's only Shaykh by Adam. Okay. Umashe Oma, Shepiri Ziv Shchinosei Ve'onenei Olav. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu then spread out his Ziv Shchina and his Ona. What does that mean? Ratzu Loima. Ki Kasha Hoye Dovik Madrigosei B'Kis HaKadosh Ben Elyonim. So he had said before that holding on to the Kisei HaKadosh means this is his Metzias. His Metzias is that he holds the Kisei HaKadosh up. When he does that, so when he does that, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on him the ziv and anan. So the ziv and anan are a description of a spiritual dimension to something, to his neshama, to his nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu attains that spiritual dimension when he has, when he's at the place that he's supposed to be. Pirish haziv el nefesh, a shaykh of ziv ahoyd, but onan ushaykh el aguf, kikumi onan kola. So both of these are spiritual dimensions. One is shaykh mot nefesh, one to the guf. Ratzoloyma, shezehu madrega sa odom malosa yisim la yainim, she eli baatsma madrega al yaina, avam yuchod le kabul. So here he says a very interesting hakdara as how do we describe Kavod Adam versus Kavod Malachim? How do we describe the mile of Adam versus Malachim? So I can give a mashal. Imagine that we have two people. We have Reb Chaim Weizer, and we have a fine Rav, a nice Rav. So Reb Chaim Weizer is the God of Ador, and the Rav is a Rav, it's very nice. So we rate them, very, very, very chashev and chashev. Imagine now you have Reb Chaim Weizer's Rebbetzin, and she comes into the room. So if you ask me who's a bigger Talmud Chacham, Reb Chaim Weizer's Rebbetzin or that Rav, so I say the Rav is a much bigger Talmud Chacham. But because he's Reb Chaim Weizer's Rebbetzin, she'll be accorded the stature, kavod, whatever it is, as Reb Chaim Weizer's Rebbetzin. So if we point her versus him, then of course he's a bigger Talmud Chacham. But in the sense that she has a din of Eishes Chava, in the sense that she reflects someone else's, she's the makabel of someone else's godless, in that sense, she's part of his godless. So an Adam as a barrier, le'umas a malach, there's no contest. Malach is much bigger. But in as much as Adam is able to reflect Kavod Shemayim, and as such, he's the Merkava that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria, that in that way, he's far superior to Malachim. So Adam as a reflection of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is superior to the Malach. So in the question that the Shchaim brings, that the Shchaim spoke about, is Adam bigger than Malach or Adam? We'll have to say it depends. Adam mitzad atzmo is much smaller than Malach. Adam mitzad the one that is oichetz kisakod, mitzad the one that he's the hechetimtzer, Bringing Kavod Shemayim, that's Adam is much bigger. The davar ze atzmai hu tshuva, mashriya teril Adam dafka olam malachim. So that itself describes the difference between Adam, why Adam is roif of Taira. In other words, since the matar of Taira is not the key of matar per se, but the reflection of Kavod Shemayim as through Kiyama Torah, that shayach to Adam Dafka. So that in itself is already an answer why Adam is Rav Kavod Shemayim and not a Malach. Klal Adam, ki Adam kli muchen lekav kvod Hashem. Because Moshe Adam kisei akavod, as a shom mekoyim kvod Shemayim zboya, I efshu shoy mekav kvod Hashem yisrach pa'atzmoy kvod Shemayim zborach, I gufei nafshoy. As a Adam mekav kvod Hashem yisrach pa'atzmoy kvod Shemayim zborach, I gufei nafshoy. As a Adam mekav kvod. So when the Adam is in the mode of being in his position to reflect Kavod Hashem, then he automatically gets the aura of the Ziv and Anav. Ki Adam shemekabel zem alosei, kach roye kashem agil mekoyim alosei, shemekabel ziv shechina bananai. So again, he gets his chshivas, not mikoyach what he's doing, klape atzmoi, but mikoyach what he's doing klape Akadosh Baruch Hu, and since at that point he's getting his stature, therefore he's royal to this Anan and this and the Ziv. V'dover ze atzme gerim shezoch lekabos haTorah. So that's one answer, one pshat of his, even before we go into the vikuach between the two, the answer lies in the etzem relationship. The answer lies in his in being the one who bears the kisei kavod. Then the azam alehem, and then he adds another nekuda explaining the difference between the two. Teira shatanesni v'chulu pirish kel yoyne masigim tzar atzmam sheisedim misudim Hashem yisparach. Aval aseid the atzma shayach adam dafka. So in turn, he explains that Torah is a Seder. Let's explain a little bit the point that he's making over here. First of all, whenever we have a Seder, what we mean is we impose a different value, a different sense of things than is physically there. L'mashal, I have a room full of people. So what's the order? No order. Whoever walked in the spot that he found, that's the order. So it's random. Everything is in a different spot. And that means it has no Seder. It is what it is. I walk out into a forest, a tree, a forest, a thing like that. So what's the Seder? There's no Seder. And if everything, wherever a seed landed, a tree grew, wherever animal ate, there's no tree. And wherever a rock fell, that's where it stayed. So all the physical objects in a forest are bakroi. If you walk into a park, somebody said, I need space for sitting on the trees, I need space for strolling, I need space for this, for that, the other thing. Well, this is friend, this is history. So I take an idea, a concept that is really outside of, it has nothing to do with the forest, and I impose it. I walk into a room full of people and I want to give out something, I say, please line up in order of your age. That has nothing to do be'etzem with the chafetzim. It's my wanting to give first to the older person that I organize everybody in order of age. So all of these things, a Seder is an outside concept imposed on different physical objects that mitzaratzim don't have it. So the Torah is called the Seder Ha'olam. It means it puts an idea, a concept of Ruchnius onto the world. Lamar, so if you walk into the world as a physical being, what's edible? Anything you can digest. So chaza is edible, chaylev is edible, this is edible, that's edible. Akadosh Baruch Hu comes and says this, there's a world where chazer is bad and chaylev is bad, and we don't eat chazer without chaylev, because it's not doesn't fit a ruchnistic picture. So Torah is called Seder HaOlam because in effect that's what it's doing. It's imposing a structure from outside onto the world. A point that I'm always astounded at is how do you know when they're looking for life in outer space? One of the sillier pursuits with your taxpayer money, and the way they'll know it, that there is life is they're listening to beeps and signals, and if the beeps and the signals are going to be that normally there's a lot of noise out there, but it's all random. So the noise is produced by rocks clashing against each other, by things disintegrating, typical stuff. If there will be a series of stuff, then we'll know that it's for sure an intelligent being, because it meets out the noise has a random quality to it, like everything else in the world. When somebody puts some structure on it, even if it's a minimal structure for organizing three beeps and three dashes and three beeps and three dashes, we know immediately that some other das has imposed itself on that physical metzias. Very reasonable argument. Now, you take a look at a human cell, every single one of them, and you'll take your DNA, and the DNA is miles of code. That's what it is, miles of writing, you know, and that is random. So three beeps and three dashes, that's very clear that a higher being imposed itself on it. The trillions of pieces of code in the body, which are very specific codes, to produce specific codes that build a person, that's random, that just came about. I always find that logic astounding, rock upon him. But that's the Pshat Torah is a Seder HaTorah. Now, the Torah Seder HaTorah. Now, vis-a-vis Malachim to Adam, let's give an example. Imagine I'm teaching a course in business with very deep concepts in business and so on. Now, I have two people. One person is intellectual who understands and hops this idea, but he doesn't have the prutas of the shaman. The other one is a big businessman who has a lot of different complex businesses. So my lecture to the first one is an intellectual chit chat. It's ideas. It's ideas that remain in the world of ideas because, and he might be very good at it. He might be somebody who's my equal. He's I can stand the business ideas as well as I do, and we both have very great time, but he has no shyness to the implementation of these ideas. The person who has businesses may understand less, may struggle to understand some of the ideas, but he can implement it. So if Torah mitzad the ruchnistic tefisa and havana sheboy, of course Malachim are closer to it. Malachim would do it better, would understand it, so to speak, would grasp it, or grasp it better. But in as much as Torah is meant to be concepts to be put into actualization, they have no shakas to it. So that's what he says. The Seder itself, in as much as Torah is a Seder, which means an organization of physical objects based on some concept, so even though Torah precedes the world, but it's a discipline that by its nature it's shaykh to Adam. So he says, so then let me ask you another question. If it's shaykh to Adam Dafka, why is it there before Nivra? So Adam himself also spans two worlds. And he has a sheirish in the higher world, in the world that precedes this world, supersedes this world, and so on. And the varia mitzvah of the ramach evarv the ramach the evarv shul tzamash adam. Lefika ama moisha ama maksiv the Torah klima ki asida shel Torah imadregasa shekirem ha'olam yef shirak al deha adam. So the implementation, the realization of Torah is possible only through Adam, because Adam is the Torah is mesudah l'fi ha'adam. V'zeh ki k'moy ha'adam asheish le'mayel ha'gein ha'shriv etzal ha'kim v'atzelam hazeh mekab lo'yseh b'guf ha'gashmi v'chein ha'Torah v'atzim al osa yoyne kol kach ha'vi nitlis v'meres b'dvarem ha'gashmi im ha'mitzvah ha'maisim. So he says the reason why we have Tzelem Elokim, Malachim don't have Tzelem Elokim, is because by definition, Tzelem Elokim is a reflection on another surface. So it's just, it's like a painter who paints the likeness of somebody onto something else. So by definition, that type of activity is when I have a different medium through which I process whatever it is. Just to take a mashal, let's just understand a little bit what we mean, what we're talking about. Person as a physical being expresses a physical being. So I have an appetite and I eat. I see food, I eat it. I see an object, I take it for myself. Everything that makes a person a physical being that he shares with animals, basically, all those tunas are the person. So we have here a physical entity that can express things in this world. It is, everything is of this world, not only the physical body is this world, but the drives and the desires and everything else about a person is part of this world. Then a person takes an ideal of Kedusha, which doesn't have any meaning in this world. What does it mean to restrain your appetite? What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything in this world. So a person gives to others. What does it mean in this world? It doesn't mean anything. In this world, the basic laws are you preserve yourself, enhance yourself, you know, and that includes taking everything for yourself and so on. It doesn't include a component of in any way of giving. That's not part of this world, and so on. And a person takes that ideal of value and he stamps it on himself and he acts in accordance with that. So here I have a physical being, a flesh and blood person that's not much different than a Baal Chai, and yet he's expressing values and ideas that belong to a different world. And that's the Godless Adam. The Godless Adam is that he's a physical being, and yet it acts in not with its internal laws, but it acts with some set of values that are totally out of it. In the same way, when I take paint and I draw a picture of something, the picture shaboy is something other than the paint. The paint itself, when I take a paint, when I see just pieces of paint, that's what it is. This is a red line, a blue line, a yellow line, a white line. When I make a painting and they ask, what is it? They say, oh, it's Yanko. So the painting has gone from being a physical entity that has its own character, limited character, to becoming some sort of vehicle for something other than that, to the point that it loses its own identity and has a different identity. This, by the way, is the Indian of Kiddush Hashem. The ultimate Rabbi Akiva is being mitzvah for Yom Kippur. you know, we use all of ourselves as a vehicle for prochamayim. So we use our appetite, we use our ambition, we use everything that makes us physically human into that. But the ability to use my atzmius, to use the atzmius of a person to be, you know, where the pshat is the statement that kol kula, the person is shmai, that's unique to this, you know, over here. That's unique to Kiddush Hashem. Akapanim. But malachim she'enam lisim mekabel, akarishim aguf, yeshem lisim mekabel. So since Adam has a nosim mekabel, meaning an object that can receive, malachim are just part of that transcendent world, the transcendent values. It's the olam of Toiv, but he has no physical objects within which to display it. So the Mela Adam is not going to serve that. So the world of mitzvahs is a world which it's a world that is ruchnius, but that is in need of a physical means to express itself. So when he told Moshe Hatzam Tshuva, it didn't even need Moshe Rabbeinu to articulate it. He basically said, you Moshe are the Tshuva to this. You Moshe Rabbeinu as an Isha Lekim are the answer to the Malachim's Taina. Then the Maral goes on to the next part of the Chazal. For Omar Shekulam Nasa Oivim Elov, who be a Zeb, he'll be Madregas Moshe Shetarski Sakovid, Zebishvil Shu Adam, ובשביל כך רואה לתורה, נעשו כולם אויבים אלו, כי הכל מסחב על המדרגה הזאת. In other words, in this nekuda, every single entity in the Bria can be mesechab to himself. In the Bria that is trying to take the entirety of Koyet Shemayim and express it in the entirety of Eretz, there is no nekuda, no Bria that won't find its place there. So the ability for Moshe to incorporate all forms of ruchnius and express it in the entirety of Gashmius is a mokum chibur where Malach can also find a place. So in the chibur of the two together, each one was coming. Let's talk about this point. What does it mean the Malach HaMavis gave him over his secrets and so on? So, just like a Malach HaMavis is at a certain madrega, the Malach HaMavis is in many areas. The Malach HaMavis seems to be the anti-Bria, anti-Metzias. It's as if he says, "I'm trying to find reason why the Metzias should not exist," and so on. It's all true when there's a chiluki madregas, but when you get to the very sheirish, it has to be part and parcel of it. Lamashal, let's take an example. A government might have an attorney general or some sort of that type of official whose job is to contest the legality of what the government does. So the government is trying to make a law, and he says, no, this is not legal, this can't go, this won't work, this and so forth. So in the discussions around the table, he's contesting what they're doing. He's the one who sort of is the devil's advocate. He's saying, no, you can't make this law. But so some people say, well, he's in opposition to the government. No, because at the very shirish, a government needs to be able to keep its laws within a certain framework, and he's providing that. So at the level when they're sitting and discussing a particular law, he's an antagonistic person, he's in opposition. When you're talking about the level of the shirish, who is he, what is he, what is he doing, he's certainly part of it. Malach HaMavos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, put into the Bria to contest the Metzias. Let's take a simple example. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Satan, hey, did you ever find, I challenge you, did you find anybody as great as Yov? You know, and the Satan runs around contesting Yov. So that seems to be something which is a, you know, so he's like anti-Bria, because Rebbe wants Tzadikim and Sitkis and wonderful things in the Bria, and the Satan is the one that's destroying it. No, the Satan, by challenging it, is bringing out the full Nekudah of Taif. That's what it's doing. So the Malach HaMavos, as a particular force in the Bria, is antagonistic to the Bria. He's the one who comes and says, no, no. But when you're talking about Mitzad HaShe'irish Bria, there is nothing. So Moshe Rabbeinu represents within the Bria the Nekudem Tzoyis, which means the point of divergence where everything comes from. And then the point of divergence is the point of convergence, obviously. You know, it comes this way and it goes this way. So at that point, the Malach HaMavos could also be Mitzchaber. So any point around a circle is in a different place, except for the very dead center. Everything relates to dead center in the same way. So in this chibah, this tziruf, it's a two-way street. The Malach HaMavos defers to Moshe, Moshe learns from Malach HaMavos. The Af Malach HaMavos must lay down. The Af Malach HaMavos is the chibah with tziruf of the Torah, which I call the Sura of the Torah, Malach HaMavos should head on the same. The Komach and the Sura of the Torah should say the Oilam or in Vernet. I want to just bring a halachic tzushtal to this. One of the halachis of Ksiva Sefer Torah is that every ois has to be mukaf gevil. In order for Torah to be written properly, we need to have an ois that's written properly, and we need to have non-ois surrounding it. An ois that's not surrounded by non-ois is not a kasha ois, because in the anti-something, you bring out the thing itself. A lot of times in speech, when somebody says something, you're not sure what he meant, you say, as opposed to what? In other words, what you're saying is doesn't take on clear meaning unless I can define it. So the Satan defines Maisa Toiv. So altruism is defined by what I'm doing and what I'm not doing. He wants it for covet. He wants it as an investment in case he's going to need a favor. He's doing it out of just a sense of guilt that someone put in him, but it's not real. When I contest those activities, they produce a real Maisa Chesed in the world. So Mitzav, the job of the Malach and the job of the Malach HaMavos and the job of the Satan is always there, the Etzem, to produce what's Torah. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions, any points?
When he says that Malachim the covered is mitzad atzmam, not mitzad Kodesh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? If it's not mitzad Kodesh Baruch Hu, so where is it from?
No, so when I look at Malach Raphael, I look at him as a koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria of Refuah. Of course, it all counts on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not his point, is to bring Refuah. It's like the difference between, in a government, you'll have a prime minister, you'll have the chief of staff of the prime minister, and you'll have other ministers. So other ministers, once they have some autonomy, they have their own independent department, that's
it.
They have an independent department, they're their own person. So the chief of staff, the etzem is directly, so when you have a defense minister making some decisions, ultimately he has to agree with the prime minister. Ultimately, if he bucks the system, he gets fired. But what I see is his own department and his own doing. The chief of staff, it's not a pshat, he has to fall in line with it. He is the agent of the prime minister. Okay, good yontif.
Could it be that the fact that the Torah has to be given dafka to Balei Chomer, like he was saying earlier?
Yeah.
That in Hakamoidim Batzeres to be an Ami Lachem?
Very passive. Yes, correct. Okay, the Seder.
I don't understand what his stress on the Seder part is. That it seems to be just again really expressing that idea that Adam is a Gashmi and only he can be Mekabel. But what's the significance of the fact that we're the only one that could be Mekabel a Seder? That's just another aspect of a Olam Gashmi, is it not?
It's because, but it's explaining because the word Seder is, it means by definition, the expression of a concept on a physical objects that are different. It's in a position of one order on another order. That's the definition of Seder. So if we're calling Torah Seder HaOlam, then it requires an other entity within which I'm expressing it, like painting. I'm expressing the person's surah in a medium that is other than the person. And there's something to, I imagine, you know, I order a painting of somebody and so I say, well, you can always go visit him. But there's a certain chain to the painting. There's something very special painting because it's the expression of somebody in an outside medium. That makes it unique. That makes it different.
The way he's putting down this, the whole situation is that there's the Olam HaGashmi and the Torah is working on the Olam HaGashmi, like it's making Seder on a completely different Metzius. But the way we understand Torah is really is that that is really the Metzius. Torah's not making a Seder in something else. Isn't it one and the same, really?
No, like, it's Torah. It's like, you know, it's imagine when I'm sitting for a painting. So the tachlis is to take my tsura and express it through a painting. But the tachlis of giving Torah, of not just leaving it be as an idea, formulating it and expressing it, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to express the Metzias Ruchas in a medium of Gashmi. That's why Torah is called a Seder. Is it klapi visit? A Seder requires an abstract concept expressed through a physical medium. If it's not Seder, if it's one or the other, if it's just a physical medium, it's random. If it's just the idea, it's not expressed. It's not a, it is Seder by definition. He's defining it. So is expressing it in something else, imposing the values of a transcendent world onto physical world.
Is he being choylik on the Nefesh HaChaim about Tzel Malikim?
I don't know. I'm not sure he's talking about that Nekuda. Basically, he's it might be just a different way to describe the same thing. I don't know. I don't think it would be.